Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't want somebody to be your opposition that you're really trying to bring together with you and get it popping with. Older and sexy. Okay, what's going on? Older and sexy. How you feeling? Over at Instagram, getting it popping. Good to see you. Emily Dunlap in the house. Instead of Emily, good to see some of you and Cherry. Cherry, yo, it kind of varies into a different section. We're going to talk about this connection. It's Cinderella Jane Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous. Cinderella Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous. Yo, so that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. You know, when somebody has a totally different philosophy of life than you do, when your philosophy of life is different from theirs, you know, I mean, we may easily say that that don't mean nothing. Two people who really want to be together, if they want to do something, whatever, they're going to get it popping. And that may be true. But, you know, at the same time, all things in life are temporary. So you may be trying to get something done with somebody on a deeper level, on a more extended time frame. Like, you really, really are digging this person. But you starting to see, like, from the gate, you know how it is when you are having conversations with somebody and you like them because they might be pretty, because they might be handsome, because they might have a nice body, or because you find them interesting. But you can already see that you're already starting to pad your thoughts. You're already starting to stifle yourself and censor yourself because you can see by what you are starting to learn about this person is that they're not ready for your frame of mind. And don't get me wrong, because I'm not talking about watching your mouth in terms of not being rude, or you know, making sure that somebody doesn't get flipped at the mouth with you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the conversations that you are having with somebody are not really going the way that you think that they should go, because you're not really saying the things that you mean. You're holding back the things that you hold dear to yourself. The way that you were brought up, your whole way of thinking, your mode of operandi. You are stopping yourself from saying what you really think, because you know that it's not going to jive well with what they think, or you feel like they're not ready to be enlightened, educated, brought up to speed to how you feel, what you think, what you've learned, and what you have to teach. So instead of becoming the teacher, you have allowed yourself to just flow along with the fishes. And you know it's not going to last but so long, because it's not in you not to express yourself for real, for real. But you, at the same time, you know that the way that you want to express yourself is going to hurt this person's feelings. So that's what we're talking about tonight. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. When this your daily. Go get 'emism show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We get it flowing. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts Daily. Go get a business show on this Friday, Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We made it through another work week. Even if you're not working, a lot of times you still have that weekend mentality. You still have that I'm glad it's Friday mentality, because you know that even if you're not working, you know that other people are working, and that y'all be able to have time together, spend time together, get it popping. And it just may be. It just could be that the person that you want to get it popping with is the same person that you have a totally different philosophy of life than. And they're the person that you wanna lay up with. You wanna get close to. You wanna snuggle. You know what I mean? When was the last time you snuggled with somebody? You snuggle. Get your head all up into the and between their neck and shoulder area. That's how you know you snuggling with somebody. When you get your head all up into their neck and shoulder area. You know, to the point where you can smell whatever's going on in the back of their ear. Yeah, that's snuggling. You know what I mean? You know, there's different. Cuddling is different from snuggling. You know, cuddling is close, but snuggling is up close and personal. You know what I'm saying? You can smell where they spray their cologne, or if they lack thereof. It's all right. Not everybody has to wear perfume or cologne or whatever, but nonetheless, you know, you get into their bodily fluid. You know, so in terms of sweat and everything. But anyway, the person that you may really be interested in, and this is bigger than just a romantic thing, because it could be just a friend of yours. It could be a business partner. You know, when you have a different philosophy of life than somebody, it's going to come out. Because the conversations that you have, the interactions that you have with somebody, is going to bring out the way that you really think. And there is nothing more special than when you throw out all of your crazy mixed up, misguided and really organic thinking, your organic thoughts. You throw them shits out of there, and somebody be like, "Yo, I thought I was the only one who thought that way." Y'all know what I'm talking about. We've all gone through it. All of that crazy shit that you've conjured up in your mind based on your experience, based on what you've seen, based on what you've read, based on the movies that you've checked out. Documentaries, your grandmother, grandfather, old heads, peers, all of that kind of stuff. And you've come up with this theory of life, and somebody that you thought would have said, "Yo, this motherfucker crazy. And they like, no, that's deep right there. That's exactly what I was thinking. I didn't think anybody else felt that way. That makes you feel great because you've made that mental connection, which can lead to an emotional connection, which can make the physical connection way more great. And that even you can have a physical connection with somebody even if you are not romantically involved with them. Did you know that? Because I'm going to say that you can have a physical connection with somebody that you're not romantically involved with because you are going to use body language. A lot of people use body language in exchange or as a substitute or alternative to verbal language. Not everybody is able to express how they feel through words. So when we start talking about having a totally different philosophy of life, what about those times when you really thought that the way that you think is the way that it's supposed to be? And you thought everybody at least had a little piece of this thought process that you had. And you come up with somebody and they want some other shit. You like, sort of like this past election. You might have been totally against Trump. And you're a black person, so you could totally understand why somebody would be against Trump. Like, yo, this motherfucker don't mean us no good at all, historically. And you come up against somebody, I don't want to say against, you encounter somebody, meet somebody, talk to somebody, have a conversation with somebody who is a staunch Trump supporter. You like, what the fuck? What the hell? And you listen to their thinking behind it and why they believe in this cat and why they all in. And they looking at you like, you're lost. And you looking at them like, no, you're lost. And they like, no, you lost. And you like, no, you lost. Philosophy of life is different. Totally different. This might have been somebody you was trying to be friends with. And you're starting to see that, yo, none of these conversations that we're having is going to go right. Because the way that they're thinking is warped. It's crazy. Honestly, I would not normally involve myself with somebody who thinks this way. It's a turnoff. At the same time, other things about that person may be a turn on. And I'm not talking about the big muscles or the strong back or arms. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about they fat ass, big titties, and pretty face. I'm not talking about any of that. They may be a turn on in that there are other things about their personality. They have aspects about the way that they are and who they are. They have a good aura about them. They just have some fucked up thinking. They was raised wrong, and you see it. They have drunk the Kool-Aid. They have drank Kool-Aid. You like, you need a Band-Aid on your personality. And you think it because the shit is fucked up. I can't deal with the shit. Yo, give me the cup. You are drinking the cyanide right now. That shit is going to kill you and lay it down. T. Carrie Wright is there for the night. It's always good to have you on the show and have you in my sight. YS book, it's always a good look. They're glad that you came through and took the time to come through the DG show. And every time I see you, I'll be like, yeah. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm talking about? Hey, Naturalista Rap. Naturalista Rap. What's going on, my? How you feeling? Good to see me, some you. I mean, you are a pill. You are a pill. Do you understand what I mean when I say that you are a pill? You know what I'm saying? A pill soothes, baby. Anyway, I'm glad y'all came through, man. Appreciate y'all coming through. So let's get into this thing. When someone has a totally different philosophy of life than you do, y'all are fundamentally different. Y'all have fundamental differences. Fundamental differences. Emily done laughed in the house of city. Emily. Good to see me, some of you. Word up. Wow. Naturalista Rap says she's in a great mood today. I ain't gonna front. I was in a good mood. No. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I was in an apprehensive mood today, and my apprehensions were correct. And I'm not going to say that I was in a bad mood, but what I'm going to say is that I didn't have a good day. And I'm going to just leave it that way. But it ain't the way you start, it's the way that you finish. So I'm going to make sure that I finish strong while we do this thing tonight. Because tonight I need this show probably more than y'all do. What the fuck is that? Oh, it's Lent. What the fuck is that? Okay. All right, let me see what y'all talking about. See what y'all talking about. YS Books says, that means the person is not for you. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. I'm not sure if I think that they're not right for me because they think differently. They may not be right for me or may not be right for you because maybe they are so ingrained in their thinking and the way that their thought process makes them do things. Compromise is not a possibility. That's why I always say it's not the way you start, it's the way you finish. A lot of people have the philosophy of life, like everything has to be hunky-dory up front. You know, people judge people's relationships like that all the time. Well, you knew that they was like this and like that when you first met them, so, you know, why did you go forward? Because regardless of how much you know about a person in the beginning, you don't know them. And guess what? They don't know you either. So a lot of people kick it like they are really keeping it 100 and showing all of their great stuff in the beginning, but nobody really does that. Not 100%. They don't do it. Of course, you're going to present the best parts of your personality. If there's any sense to it, you've been trained to do that. Your parents have raised you. Like, you don't go out here acting like you don't have no home training. You put on your best face when you're out there in the world because you're representing me. You're representing your parents. You're representing your family. You're representing this home. So I don't want to hear any of that crazy shit about you being out there misrepresenting the way that you were raised. But, you know, we don't always correctly represent everything that we've been taught because we may not believe in everything that we've been taught. If there's any sense to it, of course, you're going to feel like you have learned enough and you are a combination. You are created as a combination. 23 chromosomes of DNA from your mother, 23 chromosomes of DNA from your father. So you have the ability to be as good and as bad as each of your parents. And that's regardless of whether you have interaction with your parents. Heredity is a bitch and it's inescapable. People try to escape heredity all the time. How many of y'all know people who really only want to represent either their mother's side of the family or their dad's side of the family? I've seen people do it all the time. Like, you know, nah. Even when it comes down to the name, like, I'm a this, not a that. I'm like, okay. Yeah, your name is a this and not that. But guess what? You are half of that. And if you were smart, you would go over to that and find out all the possibilities of greatness and of bad things that are available over there. Because let's just put it this way, what you don't know could represent you. I've seen people do it all the time. No, my mom's side of the family is who I take after. My dad, I ain't nothing like them. When somebody has a totally different philosophy of life than you do, that's what we talk about, DG Crew. Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Donald Mack says, I need a babe who suffers. Here we go. I need a babe who suffers with low self-esteem right about now. They seem to be more appreciative of a good man rather than having one of these independent women who say that they don't need no man. I'm just saying. You know what? If you would have just left it with you don't need a woman who feels like their independence makes them not need a man, I would have rocked with you. But saying that you need a woman with low self-esteem, I don't want nothing to do with no woman that has low self-esteem. Everyone has lapses in self-esteem at times in their life. Everyone has something about them physically, mentally, emotionally that they would rather not represent. That's natural. But having low self-esteem to the point where you allow yourself to be manipulated and malleable by somebody who may just be predatory, I don't want no part of that. As bossy as I can be, I don't want no chick that'll just lay down. I mean, I want a chick that'll grab my ankles when I leave and say, oh, please, oh, don't go. Oh, my God, you're the best thing that'll happen to me. Please, oh, don't go. Shorty, I'm just going to the store to get us some ice cream and a couple of Chico sticks, maybe even a Slim Jim. I know, but I like all that. However, you know what I mean? I don't like no weak chick. My mama wasn't no weak woman. She was submissive in a lot of ways, but she was not a doormat and she was not a pushover. So I don't want nobody like that either. Okay. Naturalista Rap says, I don't agree, Ms. Books. Oh, we may need to learn better ways to navigate communication with that person better. I think I agree with you, Ms. Rap. Ms. Rap, Cherry says. Wait, Cherry, I'm glad that you're getting better. You know what I mean? You know, that was some serious shit that you went through, and I'm glad that it's working out the way that it's supposed to. I'm glad it's working out in your favor. I'm glad that the worst is behind you. Very, very happy about that. That's what's up. Okay. T. Carey, right. What up? Okay. Why is Book says at Naturalista Rap? That's the mistake people make. Let people be who they are. I'm not trying to change anyone. I can enlighten and inspire, but I won't try to change anyone. What if you enlighten and inspire someone, guess what? You change them. If you've enlightened them and inspired them, aren't they going to change? Aren't their ideas going to be enhanced? The thought comes before the action. So if you change their thought pattern, if you show somebody a different way that they didn't think was possible, it's going to open up pathways in their mind and their thinking. So it's going to compel them to take a different path. I understand what you mean when you say you don't want to try to change anyone. Because, you know, it has such a negative connotation about it. Like, you can't change, you can't make nobody do what they don't want to do. Or you can't make nobody do what you want them to do. Yes, the fuck you can. Yeah. I do it all the time. And so what? Guess who else does it? You. Each and every last one of you have gotten somebody to do what you wanted them to do. Whether you had to mentally manipulate them into it, whether you had to pay them to do it, if you had to force them or threaten them into doing it. But you've all done it. Because guess what? If you've never gotten anybody to do what you wanted them to do, then you've never gotten anything done in your life. I know it's nice to say that, you know, if you want something done, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. Well, that's a fool's thinking. It is, because geniuses employ help. They utilize their resources. They hang around with people who have as good ideas as they do or better ideas than they do. and they bring each other together. That's what they do. The quitters and defeatists, they the ones be like, well, ain't nobody else is going to help me. Nobody else is going to do it the way I can do it, so I'm going to have to do it myself. Sounding all Donald Trumpish. Oh, only I can do it. Like, okay. When you fall on your face, you don't have anybody else to blame, dickhead. You know, when you're narcissistic, you want all of the praise. I did this. I. Okay. Nobody who has done anything significant in this world has done it by themselves. You know, listen, man. You know how they call people self-made millionaires? And I'd be like, what the fuck is a self-made millionaire? I'd be like, yeah, they are. Nobody, they didn't have no team. They, you know, they self-made man. No, the fuck they're not. Were they a self-made baby? Did they just pop themselves out of a womb of nobody? Well, I mean, oh, you always got to get all technical. Nah, fuck that. Let's go to the beginning. If you're a self-made man who became a self-made millionaire, so you didn't have any customers? Well, yeah, I had customers. I had clients, and, you know, they had customers. They had clients. Well, then you ain't self-made. But I'm saying what I mean is nobody gave them nothing. There's a difference in thinking. And that's what we're talking about tonight. When somebody has a totally different philosophy of life than you do. And you're trying to get them to understand, like, you don't have to be so rigid in your rigid and narrow in your thinking. You can open it up. Because when you open it up, you let other things, possibilities and probabilities and options in. I'm not saying be a liberal, because I ain't really with this shit. Let me keep it a buck. I ain't with that shit. But I am all about options. Okay. Cherry says, different philosophies of life. I've changed my own philosophies. I'm definitely not the same person I was 10 years ago. Maybe not even 5 years ago. Yeah, because I'm sure you've been enlightened by somebody. You may have started to read different books, be around different people. You know, when you're around progressive people, it does something to you. It opens up your mind. In 2012, my dad, oh, yo, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Yo, what's going on, my brother? Glad to see you coming out. You know I'm down with you. Yo, me too. No doubt. In 2012, my dad, I left my job in 2012 in the beginning, in January. And my dad was going to these little meetings called the Men's Gathering. Peace to my man, Dr. Paul Hopkins. Y'all may know Dr. Paul. He's a good dude, very extremely intelligent. But he's a vegan, and you know, he's also sort of like an activist. I would say he was an activist, and he's definitely on that black shit. Not on the militant black shit, but He knows a lot of shit, and he knows how to convey it in such a way that you start gravitating towards it. Not like a preacher, though. Not like that. But like, look, I'm just throw the information out there. You do with it, you know, what you will. So he started putting me on about Illuminati and all of that kind of shit. I knew a little about that. I actually knew a lot about it. But he started opening it up and started putting me on to, like, the symbolization, the symbolic nature of it, like, on TV commercials and on events and stuff like that, and the media and how the propaganda works and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And the vegan life. I wasn't interested in none of that. You know, I'm vegan, vegetarian, all that shit. I wasn't with all that shit. But I started seeing the benefits of it because of my interaction with him through my dad. And I was going to the meetings every Friday. So it changed me. It changed me. It opened my mind up more. It taught me some things. It allowed me to start to touch other things that I may have tried to block out before because of my ignorance. I didn't understand them. So I locked them out. And I started to see, like, so let me get this straight. When you start eating better, you start thinking better. I already knew that when you worked out, your thoughts are better. But couple that with a vegetarian lifestyle and philosophy, and it really starts to change things for you. And that, and everybody is not with all of that, and they're not ready for all of that. And to tell you the truth, I'm not ready for all of that. I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan, but I've gotten very, very close, and I see the benefits of it. My other brother from another mother, Donald Mack, says, bruh, you wouldn't believe how many women actually have low self-esteem, but they act like they the shit. Oh, yeah, as soon as you act like you the shit, that means that you're trying to hide your insecurities. I get that part. I mean, I get that part. I'm definitely not gassed by people who act like they have all the self-confidence in the world. Real confidence comes out in what you do, not in what you say. Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever seen somebody go to work on some shit that you didn't never, that you never knew that they could do, or you never saw them in action? Have you ever seen that? Yeah. Like, oh shit, that's your thing, huh? You see the passion in them. You see their creativity. Real confidence comes in what you do, not what you say. Because anybody can play that part. But you'll see it in the eyes. You'll see it a lot in their body language. You know what I mean? You know, like, like I said, when you see somebody go to work on something that they really, really like, something that they're really good at, something that they're really passionate about, it's infectious. You be like, yo, that's they shit. You start recommending them, like, yo, they got it. They got that. Okay. Carol Chamberlain said, at Cherry, if we're honest, none of us really are if we're willing to change. Stacy Yvette White. Stacy White, what's going on? Holding it down for the D all day, every day, 365 and 52 weeks, around the way, 12 months. Narciso says, a good person isn't good for everybody. Yeah, a good person is very, very subjective. Yeah, what's good for you ain't good for everybody. And if you're smart, you'll be good with that. Everybody ain't got to be perfect for me. I need somebody that's perfect for me. I don't need to be perfect for everybody. I need to be perfect for somebody. But when we start talking about when you have a different philosophy of life than somebody, that comes into question. That comes right directly into question. Like, how can I really get it popping with this person when we don't see life the same way? Like, you put this on the table, you're the type of person that takes a look at what the bottle says. You may pick it up and read the ingredients and all of that. Somebody else might say, oh, it's a pill bottle. It ain't mine. It ain't none of my business. No questions. No interest. No nothing. Seems like a small thing, right? Like, hey, that ain't no big deal. Oh, different philosophy of life. You have an interest in things. Well, let me find out what that's about. That's a pretty big pill bottle. What's going on in there? What is it? What does it do? Is it something that I would like?
Or is this something that I should stay away from? Is this some sort of poison? Does it get you high? Different philosophy of life, you know? You know, they might be the type of person that says, oh, I don't know nothing about this, but I know a lot about that. You might be the type of person that says, okay, I understand you don't know nothing about this. Does that mean that you're not interested in learning anything about that? Religion might be one of those areas. Well, yeah, I don't know nothing about the Hindu. I don't know nothing about Muslims. I'm a Christian. All I need to know is Jesus. Like, you a Christian and all you need to know is Jesus? I think Christians need to know a little bit more than just Jesus. Jesus didn't even come along in the Bible until, you know, you had to be a few books in the Bible in before Jesus pops up. Jesus ain't in the book of Genesis. Donald Mack says, that is a big-ass pill bottle. What's in there? This is a genius mushrooms. So these are mushrooms, cordyceps, reishi, and lion's mane. You know, I'm supposed to take three of these a day. I've been slacking. I had this bottle for months, and I got another bottle. But, I guess that's my way of saying that I don't really be feeling no difference. Because if I did, I'd be rushing to eat that shit. Like, oh, yeah, let me take these pills. TK Wright says, who the hell clicked thumbs down? A friend. Tells you, man, it don't matter. They still checking in. They letting somebody know that they was here. I ain't mad at them. Haters have a right to hate. You having problems with IG? Okay. All right, Emily. I don't know. Yeah, I appreciate y'all riding for me, though. I do. Okay, hold on. Robbie Ming, my big sis, Robbie Ming, glad to see you coming on through, doing your thing. Yeah. Stacey asks, what's this I'm drinking? This is my health drink called Colon Ream. It has all of the good things in life in here. It's a green drink, even though it doesn't have a green pigment. And the reason that it doesn't have a green pigment is because I got a whole beet in there. And a beet will color anything red that you put in, that you mix with it. Okay, I'm talking about some, oh Lord. Here we go, Omar, shaking my head, grabbing ankles, and TK right talking about some, get out of my head, Carol. Both of y'all have grabbed ankles before. I'm not trying to hear that shit. I ain't never do it. Because you haven't lived and you haven't loved if you haven't grabbed the ankle. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Bob? What's going on? Y'all grabbing somebody's ankle somewhere. That's all I know. I ain't got to know who. I don't need to know the specifics of the situation. I know that y'all done grabbed the ankle somewhere. All right? You know what I mean? Emily says, Carol, he loves for his ankles to be grabbed. That's right. If you're going to be down with me, you're going to show love all the time. You know, I don't need no part-time lover. I'm a part-time lover. It's a great song, though. No part-time lover. You and me are part-time lovers. She and he were part-time lovers. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't grabbing my ankles. We ain't got nothing to talk about. You cornball chick. You know what I mean? You loveless chick. With your cold fish ass. Get that cold fish the fuck out of here. If I want some herring, I'll buy some herring. If I want some sardines, I'll buy some sardines. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. I like hot fish. Hot fish. Fried fish. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Give me some perch up in this bitch. Hey, yo! Hey, give me some perch up in this motherfucker. Some black bass. You give me some black bass and perch up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, the good shit. Fuck out of here. Get that herring out of here. The herring out of here, you fucking sushi ass chick. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yo, shorty. Fuck out of here. Cold fish. Yeah, I like the taste of herring. That uncooked salmon shit. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Lox on a bacon. Fuck out of here. Hot fish. With the bones in it. Don't know. Don't fillet my shit. Don't fillet my shit. Give me my shit with the bones. I spit out the bones. I know how to eat fish. Fuck out of here. Anyway. No, it still says there's no I in team. I get by with a little help from my friends. Had a little help from my friends. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Oh, cerebral palsy shit. Oh, yeah. Had a little help from my friend. All right. Emily says, Norris, each time I see that phrase now, I think about Kobe saying, no, but there is a me in that motherfucker. Okay, all right. But I... My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Be more, stand up all day, every day. Carol says, a closed mouth don't get fed, and a closed mind can't learn. I'm just saying. You said that exactly right. I like that. I like that. Canada 5962. What's going on, Canada? What's going on, Canada? Donald Mac says, and some scrimps. Alright. Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. I told y'all my chat is different from y'all's. That should be. I mean, when I scroll down, then it open up and I see all of these comments that I didn't see. Alright, wait a minute. Okay. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? What's going on, ma? But when we talk about when somebody has a different philosophy of life than you do, suppose you've been all on that conscious, on the conscious side of things. You like black power. You're not necessarily a rebel or whatever, but if you are going to rebel against something, you're rebelling against lies, you're rebelling against miseducation, you're rebelling against propaganda, you're rebelling against restrictions, lack of truth, lack of freedom, you know, things like that. You're a conscious black brother or black sister, you know what I'm saying? And you believe in that because you know that is true. You studied history. You know what we've been through. You know what our people have struggled with, and the things that have been, the access to things that have been blocked by the other man. You know, by racist practices and policies that have stopped us from being able to advance. You get it. You totally get it, and you represent that in your whole being. I'm not saying that you gotta wear a beret and, you know what I mean, and have a whole magazine of bullets on your chest like a Black Panther. You ain't on that side, but at the same time, you do feel that in your heart. You respect that. But you attracted to somebody that's on some We Are the World shit.
And they really believe that, no, all people are the same. As a matter of fact, they might be in one that shit like, no, there is no race. There's only the human race. I don't know about y'all, but that shit irks the fuck out of me. There is no race. Only race there is the human race. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones that make a better day. So let's all give in. It's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's truly make a better day for you and me. Oh, let me hear you.
Yeah. They on that we are the world shit. And you like, yo, we are the world was a Michael Jackson dream. That shit ain't real. That ain't real. The reality is that there's oppression. Disenfranchisement. Racism. Discrimination. Redlining. You don't understand this? And no, they don't understand that. I know that there are some bad people who do that, but they don't understand. So, you know, you ever deal with a person, a black person, that's on that shit like, you know, I'm not going to do the same thing that other races people have done because, you know, I'll be as bad as they are if I do what they did to us. So if I feel like, if I start to adopt the way that they feel towards them, the way that they feel towards me, then, you know, I'm just as bad as they are. You like, what the fuck are you talking about? You ain't in the power position. You're not in the position to be able to determine where you fit in. You have to be allowed to fit in where they are. They can come to where you are and just do whatever the fuck they want to do. You ain't safe in your own hood. If you got nice shit, you out there shining, one of your own people might put a gun right there in your face. Put that shit right on your temple and tell you to give it the fuck up. But I bet you they won't do that shit to Susie. I bet you they won't do that shit to Megan. I bet you they won't do that shit to Brad. I bet you they won't do that shit to John. When was the last time y'all heard about some white people that live in your hood? And I know, I don't care what ghetto you live in nowadays, I bet you they got some gentrification going on in there. And I bet you ain't nobody stepped in none of them white people and make them feel unsafe. You might live in the most unsafe neighborhood for you, black man, you, black woman. But Karen is safe as fuck. You know what I mean? Karen coming through power walking with a Birkenstock. Well, Birkenstock sandals and shit. And her little tie-dye woven purse and shit. And she making $150,000, $200,000 a year. And ain't nobody robbed that bitch yet. Meanwhile, your five-figure salary making a year ass. Well, you better make sure you don't buy a chain or have a nice car. Somebody might key that motherfucker up. I'm just keeping it a buck. So you might be dealing with somebody that does not understand that. And you're wondering how. Like, yo. I know you've been through a lot of the same shit I've been through, but it has not affected them in the same way. They have a totally different philosophy of life than you do. And you're trying to enlighten them on things that you know that they should understand and know now. But they like, not like that. Not like that. Come to integrated party with me. Racist
Liberation Party. When fuck out of here. Different philosophy of life than you. Doesn't mean that you can't get along, but after a while, you're going to be in a situation where you either suppress the way that you feel and the things that you want to say, or you're going to keep them from saying what they want to say and feeling the way they feel. You could look at it as a teaching moment, but it might not come down to that. Here it is, T. Carrie Wright talking about something. I know a four that he was married, and you ain't going to tell me that you, that man, had children with the motherfucker and you had an ankle. You grabbed some ankle somewhere at some time, grabbed some ankle somewhere at some time, grabbed some ankle somewhere at some time. If you get this, you shouldn't be a mom. If you don't grab no ankle with somebody, you ain't no real hottie. I said, if you never grab the ankle of nobody, then you is not a real hottie. I don't want no woman who won't grab my ankle. She probably fat. She got ankles. That's what I say about her if she won't grab her. Yeah, I always put her head. Hold on. Let me get it started. We're going to do this shit. We're going to grab some ankles tonight. We are going to grab some ankles tonight. We're going to do the right thing. Keeping it right, keeping it in sight, doing a damn thing. You grab the king or queen, don't mean nothing. It don't mean a thing if it don't got that. You gotta grab you an ankle tonight and make it right. You gotta grab that ankle, but make sure you don't bite. Just get a little nipple, and you'll get a little nipple like, you know, you're sucking on that nipple. Yo, we gonna grab some ankles tonight, mentally and emotionally, making it right. I said, we gonna grab some ankles tonight. We gonna do the right thing, keeping it tight, baby. I'm gonna grab some ankles, gonna grab some ankles too. Yeah, you gonna grab ankles with me. Yo, you know what we gonna do. Yeah, you grab the ankle, and I'm gonna grab it. We're going to grab the ankle together. We're going to barely be able to walk together. Yo, I'm going to grab your ankle first, and you're going to grab my ankle right after me. And it's going to be worse than I did with you. You know how we do. Yo, I love you, boo. I know that you love me. And that's why you're going to grab you my ankle. Just stop that bullshit. Stop that bullshit, shorty. Yo, I ain't trying to hear that shit, shorty. Yo, you going to grab my motherfucking ankle. Yo, got the fucking ankle, bitch. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, yo, you're going to grab that ankle. For the love, I say, yo, you're gonna grab that ankle for the good Lord above. I say, yo, go grab the ankle, shorty. Stop fucking playing. Get him a fucking, yo, grab the fucking ankle. All right. Okay, I love you too. All right. Okay, I'll say, hey, Omar, that's that BS. Cherry says, I'm sorry. That's where I draw the line. I could be your friend, but you can't be my lover thinking that we are the world and you are a black man. Different philosophy of life, Cherry. He might be thinking, well, she a red bone. She needs to be thinking. Don't people be thinking. Just because you like you, you think you got all that white people up in you. Yeah, you coming through like, nigga, you need a little bit more. You need a little bit more Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther. You need some shit, yo. You need some Stokely Carmichael up in you. What the fuck is wrong with you? You ain't got no Huey Newton. But you know Denmark DC having ass. Fuck out of here, nigga. Get out of here. Carol co-signed it. Cherry, ain't that the truth? Also says, options are a beautiful thing. I have a choice in my 20s. I've had choices in my 20s. I just went with the flow. Carol Jamie is talking about to leave my Birkenstocks alone. Yo, man, listen, you and your Jesus sandals. What's up with you and your Jesus sandals? You tell these Jesus sandals impersonating a Megan. You ain't no Megan. I'm surprised they even sold you a pair of Birkenstocks. They should have said Birkenstocks is out of stock. We ain't got no Birkenstocks for you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Bring back Buster Brown.
Bring back Buster Brown. Bring back Tom McCann. Bring back Floyd Shaw. Bring back Favor, goddamn. Bring back Favor, goddamn. Bring back Favor. Bring back Floyd Shaw. Bring back Tom McCann. Bring back Buster Brown, baby. Bring it back. We ain't got no good, we ain't got no famous shoe stores no more. What you go to? The only famous shoe store we know about now, that I know about anyway, is fucking Nordstrom's. And that's a department store. It's not a real, they have a great shoe section. But come on, man. Isaiah Jones says, gentrification is real. Thought it was just something I sat through in history class. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll tell us some tacky. He always want to be right. Not! What you think I want to be wrong? Marcel Jones says, is there an ankle grabbing dance? I think there should be. I do. I think we should. I think we need to develop that. I think we do. We need to develop an ankle grab. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we have work to do. We have work to do, brothers and sisters. We have work to do. We got work to do. I got work to do. You know what I mean? We'll get popping, baby. We'll get popping, baby. All right. So when they have a different philosophy of life, we're talking about fundamental differences, y'all. Fundamental. Like the way that y'all see life is mad different. What the fuck is this? All right, we good. We good. My nigga, we good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is good. TK writes, I was the fuck this ankle song doing the WAP though. Grab the ankle, baby. I grab the ankle. Carol Chamberlain says, what about tugging at heartstrings? Grab the ankles, anime. Grab the fucking ankles, anime. Damn. By the way, Carol Chamberlain is a white name. Don't you think that you should at least grab an ankle, like, without any hesitation? I mean, come on. Carol Chamberlain. I looked up your name. I plugged your name in on Facebook. I was curious. How many Carol Chamberlains out there? That's a whole gang of them. Yo! And none of them black except for guess who? Hold on. Let me count these motherfuckers. Yo. This is the shit. Hold on. The Carol Chamberlain. Yes. Carol Chamberlain. Yes. 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 Carol Chamberlain. I looked this shit up. I was like, what guy? I said, but I'm nigga Daniel. Let's see, one Carol Chamberlain, a two Carol Chamberlain, three, four. Hold on, it says see all. Wait a minute. Okay, let's see. You at the top because you're my friend. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 59, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62,
69, 60, 61. Oh, he had to reload some. 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 34, 75, 76, 77, 78, hold on, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. And there are more. This shit starts reloading. Wait a minute. Is this one black? We may have another black Chamberlain. I don't know. She kind of light. I don't know. But they are way over 100. God damn. Carol! Hey, yo, Carol! Hey, yo, Carol! It's time for you to grab an ankle. Uncontested. Submit. 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 Siobhan Malone. What up, Siobhan Malone? Siobhan Malone. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, I was talking about some. Hell to the no. I'm not white, damn it. Okay. But evidently, everybody else with your namesake is white. Well, how do you explain that, Carol? How do you explain that? How do you explain that? Siobhan said, LOL, yes, that name sounds about white.
Hey, yo, Andy, she got a white name.
Carol said, you know that friendship ain't permanent, right? TK, right, talking about some. Carrie is considered a white name, too. That's why I allow folks to greet me with Taki. Lessons to shock. Carrie is a white name. And I know that you've taken shit far with that whole pig blood thing. I don't think that all that emulating Sissy Spacek in a movie type shit is cool. Throwing pig blood on motherfuckers is not going to get you a lot of friends, Carrie. I think that you should find another movie to emulate.
Creepy Carrie. They're all going to laugh at you.
No, mama. And I liked it. All right, anyway. So it says, how many licks do it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Carol Thomas, okay, you made your point, Dad. No. See, I have to push the envelope with y'all. See, I have a totally different philosophy of life than y'all. I got to show y'all. Don't be fucking with me. Y'all be fucking with me. Grab an ankle. Leave my Carol alone. She was mine first. All right, anyway. Siobhan says, we still love you, Carol. It's a nice name during Christmas, too. When we're talking about somebody having a totally different philosophy of life, it's Christmas time, right? And you might be dealing with somebody that delves and involves themselves in the whole commercial part of Christmas. They all about the wreath on the door, the lights on the house. They all about the nativity set on the coffee table or in the break front or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They all about stocking stuffers and giving and receiving and singing Christmas carols going from door to door. They singing Christmas Carol Chamberlain. From door to door, you know? They singing Christmas Carol Chamberlains. going door to door. In today's age, you're like, what the fuck is up with you? You might be on the spiritual side. You know, you may be the type that believes in God, but you believe in truth more than anything. You may believe in universal truth. I mean, you're dealing with somebody or you're in love with somebody that's, you know, all about wrapping paper and snowballs and snowmen and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and teaching their kids to believe in Santa Claus and all of that. And honestly, it might get on your nerves. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button and share the show. You know, and I need you to subscribe to the show. You know how I go. Hit the like button and share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. Yeah, you know. Hit the like button and share the show. Talking about some throat punch, Omar, when I see you. Throat punch, ankle grab. Same thing to me. Same thing. It's definitely a way of showing love. I said, don't rock with Carol. You don't want to do that shit. You might get a pound cake out of the deal, but, you know, it ain't worth it. You have to trust me on this one, my brother. Yeah, right. I just switched my like to a dislike. Well, we don't have to wonder who put up that dislike, do we? Northfield says, I'm too old. No, I'm much now wiser to not physically implement the philosophy. Step on my toe, I break your leg. But you know, you understand what I'm saying. Totally different philosophy of life. You're like, yo, this joint would be the perfect joint. But this chick running around here talking about, I'm going to leave some cookies and milk out, you know, so when the kids come down on Christmas morning, they know Santa was here. What the fuck is you? And he's like, yo, it sound innocent. And she may feel like, well, kids, you know, deserve to keep their innocence. And you're like, that ain't no fucking innocence. It's a damn lie. And it's unnecessary. Different philosophy of life. Yet you trying to get it popping with this person and you trying to enlighten them. And they ain't trying to hear that shit. They looking at you like, you just angry. You bitter. You an angry black man. You an angry black woman. You wasn't raised right. You don't know how to have fun. Alicia Harris 20. Good to see me some you. And my man Chris Batson. My brother Chris Batson. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I appreciate you hitting that heart button, my brother. You know what I mean? I don't get a lot of that over at IG. I appreciate that to the utmost. But yeah, when you talk about somebody having a different philosophy of life, it's going to have an effect on the conversations that y'all have. And nothing is worse than wanting to have a harmonious, meaningful conversation with somebody, and it keeps turning into not necessarily a shouting match, but it keeps turning into a negative debate. It keeps turning into a, nah, not like that. Nah, I mean, I ain't trying, you know what I mean? When you ain't trying to hear that shit they talk about because it's warped and it's crazy and it makes no sense. It's baseless to you. And you realize that, like, this is who they are, but you don't even really accept and believe that that's who they are. You think that's who they've been made to be, and you like, it would be so much better if I could just open your eyes a little bit. Because you know that every conversation that you get into with your chick or your man is going to turn into a negative debate. And you ain't going to feel good about that all the time. Because you want to be able to talk to your man or your woman. You want to be able to relate to your man or your woman.
TK, right? You change it. I don't care if you change it to a dislike. So what? Shoot. I bet you still like it. Don't matter. I don't care. You can dislike all you want. You're going to dislike right in front of my face. And you're going to grab my ankles. And you're going to grab my ankles. That was an ankle grab. That was an ankle grab. I ain't mad. I ain't mad at it. She grabbed at him. She grabbed at him. Carol Chamberlain says, family, just so you know, tonight was my turn to be picked on. And we all get a turn with O. So take it in stride because he's crazy as hell. I'm just saying. That was an ankle grab too. That's beautiful. I mean, you say the nicest things to me. I mean, shit, man. Fuck. Damn, man. Y'all be so in love for real. This shit is dope. God, let's do these birthday shout outs and get the fuck. You might be an animal lover. You believe in nature. You know, you believe, like, you might be the earthy type. You believe in animals. You believe that you see the way that animals connect to the universe and to even to people. You get the connection, the mental connection between horse and man, dog, man, cat, man, even reptile and man. You get it. You understand their contribution to the world and to the earth. And you're dealing with somebody that's all hair and makeup and,
ew, a fucking dog, ew. I mean, dog's okay, but,
Different philosophy of life. Like, have you ever dealt with somebody? Listen, you don't have to be an animal lover per se to understand how animals connect to your psyche. So you might be the type that have had animals in your house all your life since you were a child, up until adulthood and all of that, and you come in contact with somebody who would get rid of a dog or a cat if they got involved with somebody who didn't like dogs or cats. That may sound superficial to somebody,
but it would be like me. Y'all see, Crystal. I had Crystal since 2016.
I met Crystal right outside that door. I swear to God that my old cat, Lovey, may she rest in peace, sent Crystal to me. Straight fucking sent her to me. Because the way I test a cat out to know whether I'm going to like her or not, or him, I grab her by the scruggs when they are grown cats. And if they with it, if they look back up after you let them by their scrubs, let them go, and they be like, go ahead, do that shit again, nigga. I know that's the one. And that's what she did. So imagine me getting involved with a chick that, I mean, allergies are one thing. Shit, I'm allergic to the damn cat. You give a fuck. But not liking the cat, not appreciating the cat is another thing. And imagine me calling myself being such in love with somebody so much that I'd be like, well, I gotta get rid of Crystal. Like, nigga, what? What do you mean? That'd be like getting rid of your child. Speaking of your child, your daughter loves the cat. What are you gonna tell your daughter? Well, I mean, she gotta understand this grown folks shit. You know what I mean? My baby don't like cat. I gotta get rid of the cat. It's not gonna fucking happen. Crystal ain't the type of cat that'll let you get away with not liking cats.
She's going to be like, no. Look, come here. You need to pet this head over here. Let me look into your eyes and get this hypnotized on. Everybody likes me. Word up. Chris Bazin says, I need to go to Facebook to share my response. That's what's up, my G. That's my man. That's my man. Carol says, no more pound cakes and tea for you. Oh, man. Oh, Ma. I'm sorry. Cherry says, I'm out here making them grab their ankles. The problem is these old men can't get back up. Let them only grab your ankles while y'all both laying down. Listen, you want your ankles grabbed, don't make it hard. It's like if your battery dies in your car, don't them have cables too. Be out there with your hood up, your cables already connected to your battery. Have them already connected to your post so somebody can just pull up. You put them cables on their post, get your jump and let them be on out. Don't make it hard like, yo, I need a jump and cables. And I need it for free. Making it too hard. Don't put them in a position where they have to think about it. Make them just grab your ankles while y'all already laying down. The goal is to get your ankles grabbed. You know what I mean? You're not trying to prove a point. You know what I mean? You're trying to express a little love. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love is what we eat. You want to be the one that makes me shine, the one that makes me laugh and makes me cry. Okay. No, it says, nope, don't unload your U-Haul. This is your birthday shout-out to get on about it. Yeah, y'all wilding. I'm not even sure if we're on the same topic anymore. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. December 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-F. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-F. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. And by the way, Queen Matu Maini Monica Davis is in the place to be. Instagram, word up. Oh, Chris said, okay, I'm confused. You're live on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, but where's on Facebook at? The reason I'm not on Facebook is because I'm tired of Facebook shitting on me. So we left Facebook in February of this year, and we're not going back. We go back every now and then, like if we have technical difficulties on YouTube or whatever, you know, or if I really need to have my listeners up and get out a specific message. Other than that, fuck Zuckerberg. All right. Nay Underrated. Happy birthday to you, Nay. Turning 37 years old today. Hey, Nay. Chrissy Bryant turning 31 years old today. And Unified Barber Parlor turning 39 years old today. And James Thomas turning 56 years old today. And Rocky Millage. Turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. What's up now? And also, Rel Austin Adams, happy birthday to you. And Tamari and Cole. Yo, this girl, you talking all this crazy stuff. Tamari and Cole, she's good people, though. Turning 31 years old today. No wonder. She's a young girl. All right. And last but not least, my cuz,
My cuz, NY, stand up all day, every day. Brooklyn is all up in the house. Yo, what you say? I think it's Brooklyn. SCLJ. SCLJ turning 49 years old today. SCLJ turning 49 years old today. Happy birthday, you cuz. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the dance, a rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who things do. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, when somebody has a different philosophy of life than you do, it does not mean that it's the end of you too. But what it does mean is that you're going to have to be a little bit more compromising. You're going to have to be a little bit more accepting, and you're going to have you may have to be a little bit more tenacious and forthcoming, and you're going to have to really want what you want, and hopefully what you want is them, and that's whether it's a romantic situation, friend situation, business situation, whatever. Being able to have a smooth running, harmonious relationship with somebody, especially in terms of communication, is one of the best things in the world, and you don't really want to sacrifice that. You don't want to sacrifice that. And you don't want to put yourself in a position where you have to sacrifice that. So when you get in touch with somebody who has a different philosophy of life than you do, you're going to have to decide whether that philosophy of life that they have that's different from yours can be put up with you. Are you ready? Are you ready and willing to deal with who and what they are and with who and what you are? Can you make the two come together like a Certs commercial back in the day? Remember Certs? Click. You may find that it's not possible, but you might find that it is. Look inside yourself and remember that they're not the only one who's different. So are you. You may even be eccentric, crazy to a lot of people. It doesn't mean that just because you're crazy that you're wrong. You're just a little off kilter. Sometimes when you're dealing with people who have been locked into a particular culture and have not traveled a lot, seen a lot, been to a lot of places, experienced a lot, they get locked into a certain narrow mode of thinking. And for you to open that up, you have to make them see the benefit of it. But then you have to determine whether the benefits that you are opening them up to or trying to, you have to find out if you fit into that mold. Are you okay with it? And guess what? It's okay if you're not okay. All right? We will be back tomorrow night. I'm sorry, tomorrow morning. And I'm going to dedicate myself, speaking of tomorrow, 6 o'clock, I'm going to dedicate myself to doing the Legacy of a Nation show. My dad's been sick for a while. He's been under the weather. And we haven't done the Legacy of a Nation show in weeks. 3-4 weeks. But do it tomorrow. Fuck it. So we do the Daily Go Get a Business show tomorrow at 11 a.m. And we'll do the Legacy of a Nation show tomorrow at 6 p.m. And that's how it's going down. That's how it's going down, son. Chris Bennett says, I don't know how to comment on your live on YouTube. IG won't allow me to post in-depth thought. It won't? I thought you could write anything on IG. Rest in peace, Debo. Yep. Tommy Tiny Lester. Tony Tiny Lester. Yo, he was 62 years old, son. That ain't old. This COVID shit, man. Man, listen. I mean, think about it. From now on, we ain't even going to feel right saying, you got knocked the fuck out, man. Peace to that brother. And peace to his family. And peace to y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. And love y'all right back to life. Thanks for coming through, putting up with my shit, grabbing my ankles. And I will see y'all tomorrow morning. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get y'all out of here first. Holler back at y'all. Holler back at y'all, niggas, son. You know what I mean? Blog Talk, I holler back at y'all, niggas. You know what I mean? Peace out. You know what I mean? Friday night, get back. You know what I mean? Living it up, oh yeah.